Hello and welcome to Experience Share.
Hello.
You lost steam?
I know, it's always, you know what the issue is? I always want to get into his-oo-wee!
I know, I was looking
as
forward to that.
As fast as I can. And it's always just a big roadblock because it's such an awkward thing to get into. So I always just smash into it when I get to the end of the intro because I don't think about it beforehand.
I see. Temporary issue, but a fun
so
issue.
That's where we're at. Welcome to old
Hissoo-wee! How about that?
Wow. Josh is feeling randy. He's got more ink.
Karaoke season opened the other week, so I'm dusting off the old pipes.
Yeah, get them loosened up.
I'm going to need to do a little bit, pick up the extra slack on this episode, it seems like.
I'm waking up. I'm usually used to waking up after one of these games, Joshua.
Uh-huh.
Oh, sorry. Let me back
oh,
up.
Oh, right.
Bit.
That's not my name. That's not my name.
Hissoo and Bravy Tanner.
Okay. Braviary.
So brave.
What's the... what for... Not even trying on the pun, that's brave.
Just going for it, man. You know? Sometimes it's hard to make one happen, and you just go for it. And I felt like this one, the name described the action, Bravy Tanner. Yeah, it was brave. Thank you, Nate.
Why not just Brava Tanny?
It's Tanner Greenring, and I'm joined by my co-host, Junch Lax.
That's good. That's good. Munch Lax. Junch Lax,
aka Joshua Fialstaff.
It probably should be John. How would you even say that?
Junch Lax.
Yeah.
Junch Lax.
It's too late in the season for this amount of analysis on the names, I suppose.
Junch Lax.
Junch.
That feels right.
Junch Lax.
It almost wants a little S in there too, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Joan Schlax.
To follow the naming convention that you did for yourself, it really would just be Josh Lax.
Joshua Fjellsted. Yeah, but then it's like they talked about Snorlax or Munchlax.
Let's move on.
Startled awake from this nightmare, back in modern Sinnoh.
Really?
Doug Farmer finds himself. He's sealed the wormhole to the video game. And
his Game Boy died.
Yeah, it becomes like a Persona 5 kind of thing where you're like running around, you're doing like relationship like building, and then you're doing these pretty grueling mystery dungeon style dungeons.
But
really repetitive.
But you're saying Doug has decoupled and he's in Sinnoh again?
Is that not what happened in your game?
No.
Oh.
Soren's just fully
just trapped in there.
Immersed in Hisuian life. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Huh.
That's a nightmare. Oh, Doug startles awake. Oh, no, it was just a dream. He's still an old Hisui.
Old Hisui.
Trapped here.
Yeah.
Trapped here forever.
Still not addressing that in the plot. You know, that's really just how it is.
No, the credits roll and it opens up and it's the banner scrolls across the screen and it says, a new day dawns.
Yeah.
It's like, well... Trapped here.
And no mommy to tend to us this time. I guess we have Mother Kojita.
Well, yeah.
But not in the traditional Pokemon game sense.
We're sent off pretty quickly to go meet with mommy.
Yeah.
We wake up and they're like, well, there's still some business to take care of. We're glad you're trapped here forever, Doug.
Because we can't take care of one damn thing on our own.
I know. We're going to immediately send you on a mission to catch three arguable slugs.
It's arguable. It's certainly arguable.
Literally, you wake up from the credits and you're in Galaxy Team headquarters and you're getting like a little speech from Celine. And then some dude pulls you aside and he's like, hey, just want to make sure you don't miss this side quest, essentially.
Isn't it Volo? Some dude. He's been with us the whole game.
No, it's not Volo who does the side quest I'm talking about.
Oh, okay.
The Darksome Nightmare.
Oh, right. Yeah, I did get pulled aside on that. I have not done that one yet.
They just give it to you. Well, we could do request ranking before we get into it. Because we're back in Jubilife.
Yeah.
That's where we start. We're sort of back in the hub city.
We're like king shit.
Yeah.
Everyone loves us again.
Cash in some stuff. Figure some stuff out. So yeah, let's get into request ranking.
All right.
Because my best request is this one, The Darksome Nightmare. This man pulls you aside and he says, please help me. There's like a shadowy nightmare out on the plains at night hunting me.
Oh my God.
Can you get out there and do
is it?
I was like, this is going to be some like...
is it his ex-wife?
It's going to be some stupid Pokemon company joke where you get out there and it's going to be like a Bidoof.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You get out there, it's a fucking Darkrai.
Oh, it's just out there?
Yeah.
I guess that makes sense in retrospect. I didn't think about
this one. It's in like a little like ritual circle. You can go up to it and then just like battle it and catch it. And that brings me to my second segment of the episode, Josh. Is it a slug?
Okay.
Darkrai.
And I will say we're in the middle of negotiations to try to get a slug scientist onto the show. So perhaps next episode.
Yeah, he's got one episode left.
Perhaps.
And it's going to fucking ravage the episode. Oh, convenient. The episode you put in the notes that you want to do a battle on.
Yeah. Well, I feel like
we're going to have him come on and rip my team apart. Great.
Yeah, that would be interesting if you had to DQ a number of Pokemon on your team right in time for the final battle, huh?
I'm looking at this thing now. It's dark.
I mean, we have to do this in a few categories to be scientific, right? So looking at it, some sharp edges, but I could not say confidently that it has bones in there. But it's definitely not, you know, an obvious slug, I would say. It's not smooth edges, like it doesn't glide on the ground, for example. However, it probably does glide. I think it glides to get around in general.
Okay, listen to this.
But it floats, right? You're just like waiting to like...
I wasn't waiting. I was reading.
Come down on me.
Hey, I'm a man of science, Joshua. I approach this problem with open curiosity.
Okay.
You know what the pre-pro I did for Is It a Slug Darkrai was? Loading the Bulbapedia page for Darkrai before we started.
I just did also. Yeah.
This is not something that I've like... I have a vested interest, certainly, but it's not something I'm pushing for. I'm a man of science.
Okay.
I have integrity.
I think it's implied that you're pushing to it to some extent, even.
Listen to this.
You know, invoke the segment of Is It a Slug?
Listen to this.
You know.
And hat tip Bulbapedia and the hardworking volunteers, frankly, who never get enough credit from us, who mostly just shit on them.
That's right.
Darkrai is a black shadow like Pokemon. It has a small head, strike one. Heads usually have bones in them.
Mm-hmm.
And white fog-like ghostly plume billowing from its head, covering one of its bright blue eyes with a portion of its face resembling hair.
Can slugs have hair?
It also has a red spiky growth around its neck. Neck is iffy. It has skinny arms and long black tatters hanging from its shoulders. Strike two and strike three. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, listen to this. Further down. In self-defense, Darkrai can retract its head and white plume into the pit atop its torso, fringed by the...
Do slugs have pits?
...ornamental growth. I think the thing we're looking at is maybe the white thing with the blue eye, and the red thing is the slug. And everything else is like some kind of like defense mechanism the slug can shoot out, or like shell or something. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah, it's an argument.
Yeah. Strong argument.
Let's go down to the Pokedex entries. Let's see if we can
is what you meant, I think.
Get any clarity from that.
I think any of you who are listening are going to have to pull over or stop biking or stop working for a moment and just really go examine a picture of Darkrai.
Yeah.
And you'll really, I think, see what I'm looking at, what I'm laying down about. You know what? It's not even, the black part is not kind of, it's not a shell, it's a ghost. This is some kind of ghost slug.
It is pretty fascinating that it is only a dark type when everything about it screams ghost, at least as well, if not on its own. And all of its entries are about how it just goes into people's dreams and like fucks them up.
Like slugs.
Even though it says to protect itself, this is platinum. To protect itself, it afflicts those around it with nightmares. However, it means no harm. So why wouldn't it give them nice dreams? It just only knows nightmares?
Oh, I don't think it has any choice. Yeah. Here's the other thing, though, to sort of compound the fact that it's definitely a slug. its sister Pokemon to Cresselia, definitely a slug. They're part of the Lunar Duo.
Now, I'm not going to say...
What?
This is a question for the slug scientists. I'm not going to give you Darkrai on my own. But if you were pressing
you
me...
You agree that Cresselia is
If you were pressing
slug?
Me, Cresselia is much more slug-like than Darkrai.
See? They're part of the Lunar
Duo. Look at its
duo.
Smooth body! I mean, it's got some points, but it's mostly smooth.
That's shell.
To me, as an amateur slug scientist, number one is like, wow. There's got to be
what are your fucking qualifications?
Pretty smooth lines. I grew up in the woods. I saw a lot of slugs, a lot of snails, a lot of fucking salamanders, newts, you know?
We got them. This is fucking God's country up here. We got all that
Did
stuff.
Did they have bones? They probably have bones.
What, slugs?
Salamanders and newts.
Oh, certainly.
Yeah, they got to have
They're
some
crunchy.
Bones in there.
Pop one of those in your mouth. Tastes like they have bones.
Okay.
Darkrai.
I didn't eat any.
Is a slug, it sounds like. Approved.
No, I'm saying no. There's no rules court. What do we do when you say it's a slug and I don't? I guess we'll ask the bug pioneers.
Fine. What's your best request?
Mine is a token of gratitude. Which I think is in this category. You must have unlocked it as well, or you certainly have the option to, because when I was writing it up, I found out it's because I have a sword shield save file. So.
Oh. Did someone pull us aside and make us accept it?
Oh, no. This one was on the bulletin board that's in Laventon's
lab. Oh, yeah. I always
lab.
Go. I always, as a rule, go in and accept everything on the bulletin
Me too.
Board.
And then I figure it out later if I actually do it. This one is a woman called Medi wants to thank a Pokemon for helping her find her way home when she was a kid. And it's in the Fieldlands. She gives you a Gressidia flower because she remembers that those were around wherever she got lost. And I flew around a while, so I spent a lot of time in the Fieldlands again, which also resolved I believe this was the last one to resolve the Wanda storyline. Did you do that?
Oh, yeah.
Where this time it's Zeke goes missing?
Yeah, Zeke.
The brother?
What's the pun?
The, like, negligent brother?
Wanda Zeke.
Yeah.
Wanda Zeke.
Yeah, what's the pun?
Zeke!
Oh, God, hide and seek. Fuck.
Idiots. It's a children's
That's
game.
Just like, come on. All right. Well, anyway, so resolve that on the way. Found a few new areas. Had some fun.
Yeah.
I finally also, sorry, this is all wrapped up. The favorite quest is Token of Gratitude, but I also finally did that honey one with that honey-seeking freak.
It's a pervert.
Yeah, because the Combis, the last one you have to get is on Romanus Island. I think all of them are in the Fieldlands, but I hadn't done any of it.
Oh, yeah, we're sent out to Romanus.
And you
Islands.
Had to do, like, the grueling grotto, like, all these different Combis so he can slurp up their honey. So, yeah, hated that. Anyway, this one is just cute. Eventually, you end up in the Flowro Gardens, and you show up. And there's like a desiccated field of flowers. And Medi shows up and she's like, I think this was it, but like, it looks a lot uglier than I remember it. And then she kind of calls out for the Pokemon. And it's a Shaymin.
Oh.
Who's a goddamn sweetie also.
Oh.
The like
wow.
flower hedgehog.
I didn't do this. I wish I did.
Well, you still can.
Well, it's got bones.
Yeah, it's definitely got bones.
It's got quill. It's covered in quills, which I think are like bones, aren't they? Aren't they made out of like, what are quills made out of? Does our slug scientist know anything about porcupines?
We're going to have to ask that too.
What are porcupines made of?
Quills are made of keratin, the same stuff our hair and fingernails are made of. Huh.
Okay, so not bones.
Yeah.
Bone-like.
Not bones. But, I mean, it's got, like, a nose and legs and...
Sure, certainly it's got bones it's, somewhere.
There's some structure to it that I think applies vertebrae. Anyway.
Yeah, no, so I couldn't do it anyway, but...
But it's just a delight. It got me to, like, go all around the world, the Fieldlands, and Shaman's a sweetie, and I thought it was cute, and I caught it.
You gonna run it? Do it.
I was just thinking about it.
Cool. Well...
Worst?
Worst request!
What's yours?
Oh, sorry, I have two best requests.
Oh, okay.
Best request. A new anomaly. Another one that they make us do.
Oh, yeah.
Did you do the new anomaly?
I did this. I was not going to give it worst. Best seems extreme to me, but I enjoyed it, I guess.
I think it's great. It unlocks massive mass outbreaks.
Yeah, they couldn't come up with a cleverer name for that one.
I think it's funny. Massive mass outbreaks.
Yeah.
How about just massive outbreaks?
Right.
I guess it's confusing.
That's clean. Yeah.
What's the next thing up when there's like a flu outbreak, a polka pandemic? That's what they should have called
it. Yeah, that's good. That's that branding mine of yours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Polka pandemics is what it unlocks. You meet up with May, which is why Josh got the name Junchlax.
Right.
Junchlax.
Yeah, she's still got her Munchlax running around.
And Munchlax is pretty interested in the Arc phone.
Yeah.
I guess that would be pretty interesting to people, most people in this time. Most people don't seem interested in it.
Yeah, I mean, there's a number of things that are like, it's, first of all, like, bygones be bygones in terms of, like, you know, all of you basically called me, like, an insurrectionist, like, you know, a day or two ago, and now we're all fine.
I know. Well, Komodo hasn't fucking dropped it, I'll tell you that much.
No. Yeah, we'll get to that, I think. And then also, nobody has questions about the Arc phone. Also, where's, like, isn't this Poketch? Poketch is the one in Sinnoh, right? Where's the Hisuian version?
Yeah, the Poketch. Who makes Poketch? Do we remember?
It's the Poketch company. But why isn't there a you know, like, Nintendo started as like trading cards in the 19th century.
The Poketch company should be here. It should be like sketch pads.
Right. Like, you know? Their chairman should be running around like trying to replicate this Arc phone, and that would have been a fun little
God, they should hire
wink
us.
To Sinnoh.
Get us in there.
Yeah, that's another one. Another free one.
Get your character back, the guy who designs the games.
Yeah. All right, so tell me about Poke Pandemics.
Mass outbreaks. You go into a zone, one of these areas.
Yeah.
And it'll have a little icon on the map when you're selecting the areas, and you can see what Pokemon is in there. So you go in and you'll find a little spot and there'll be like six Machokes just hanging out.
Yeah.
It's like a circle jerk. And then you pop in and you either start throwing balls at them or battling them, whatever you want.
Right.
A lot of the times if you battle them, they'll just line up very kindly and just start battling you.
Yeah.
Kind of one after the other or like two at a time. Massive mass outbreaks, which this quest sequence unlocks, does that, but it's like 20 Pokemon in one area.
Yeah, and different evolutions of them.
Oh, and like different play, like you get Hisui Zoroas.
Yeah, Hisuian Zoroas. I got that one too.
Yeah.
But two of mine, the reason that I didn't love it as much as I think it probably is overall good is that two of my massive mass outbreaks that I went to had Spheals and Celios. And I was like, this sucks. Like, I don't need 20 of these.
Well, you do if you're trying to fill out a Pokedex, homeboy.
I already had done both of those, so.
Why are you such a Spheal enthusiast?
That's why I was disappointed. I think the other one was Ponyta's. But I'd also done that Ponyta request, if you did that one with the shiny Ponyta.
Yeah.
So, like, these didn't do anything for me, which is the only reason. I guess I picked poorly in terms of, like, the outbreaks I went to.
Oh, this is part of, like, a later update.
Oh, this was DLC?
Something called the Daybreak update.
Oh. Oh, wow. Yeah, we don't even know what we're doing. Okay.
Like clowns in here. Like clowns who have wandered into like the UN. Serious business is happening here. And we're just like, ah, what?
Interesting.
All right. Massive mass outbreaks.
You basically investigate them and then there's a time frame, which I hit, I guess, but they only happen during a rainstorm.
Yeah, or like snowy in the Alabaster Icelands.
Oh, I was in Fieldlands for this still, so. But yeah, it continues on. I didn't do more of it yet. My next one is in the Crimson Mirelands. So I guess that is where I will be checking off some quests next week.
Yeah. Yeah. Do all those.
I guess we should see how it ends.
Worst request. Mine was rolling with Spheal.
I did that. I thought, It's kind of cute, though. It's a spiel that just rolls down a bunch of hills. I love them rolling around.
Yeah, but all you have to do is jump up in the braviary and follow it down. It's no challenge. It's no art.
No, there's no challenge. Well, the challenge is there. Like, I ran down, and it just forces you to fight, you know, a bunch of Pokemon. But
wow,
I think there was maybe an alpha golem or something.
Bones.
Yeah.
Bones and rock, which, you know, may as well be bones.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Ugh. What was your worst request?
Pacel's easy errand.
Excuse me?
Pacel is the Nurse Joy, like, progenitor.
Oh, yeah.
In Galaxy Team Hall.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So maybe you haven't talked to her recently, but she gives you a request that is, hey,
Pacel.
All of these people are getting fucked up by Pokemon, and I need to make a bunch of medicine for them. So will you get me 100 medicinal leeks?
Oh, I certainly have that in my box.
Well, so
I have kept everything in my box.
Well, me too. But what was frustrating to me about this one is, aside from the sheer quantity, medicinal leeks, like, holding them up in this thing where it's like, well, I'm a completionist, so I would like to finish this quest, but I also have to think about the economy of how many medicinal leeks do I need to craft items versus, like, stockpiling them for Pacel. And then I realized literally right before we recorded this that the Ginkgo Guild salespeople who are in Jubilife sell medicinal leeks. And for whatever reason, some of the quests that I checked off this week, like, I was sitting on $150,000, which is, like, by far the highest I've ever had, like, triple usually what I'm sitting around on.
Yeah.
And then I was like, wait, why don't I just buy, I had to buy 86 medicinal leeks at $120 a pop. So it was like 10 grand because I had 14 still. And then I just checked it off.
Yeah.
The rewards are an adamant mint and a modest mint, which you can give to a Pokemon to make its attack EVs or special attack EVs increase at the
you're already min-maxing.
Detriment to the other one. Well, I wasn't trying to.
Of next week, you're like, how do I get these things honed for my bag?
Well, and I have an update on that too, which is that I found out you can grind up multiple Pokemon at the pastures and then they turn into grit bags.
What?
Yeah. I don't know when we unlocked that, but it used to be one by one, but now you can just select like 20 of them or whatever and release them. And then they quote unquote leave you a gift, which is like when your pet as a kid dies and then your parents are like, oh, he's at a farm upstate, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They're obviously grinding up these.
You know what's fucked up? When I was a kid, I had a turtle and it lived in my bathtub. And I also had a dog.
Can you use the bathtub with the turtle?
Huh. Good question. No.
Feel like I would remember that. Yeah. Okay.
We had two baths in the house. And the downstairs bath, which was attached to my bedroom for some reason, was unused except for the potty. We didn't use the shower down there.
Okay.
It was for guests.
And the turtle?
Well, so then I built it into a terrarium for the turtle. And the turtle lived in there. And then I went on vacation with my dad.
Oh.
And got a call from my mom that my dog had eaten my turtle. She didn't try to sugarcoat it at all. She didn't say we went to a turtle farm. She was like, yeah, I think the dog ate it.
Whoa. How?
And I was like, wouldn't there be turtle blood? Wouldn't there be like a turtle shell?
Yeah, how?
And she just threw the thing out.
How does the dog?
Maybe she did the opposite of sugarcoating it. Maybe she like poison coated it where she was like, the dog ate it. But what she really did was go throw it back out in the brush where I found it.
Yeah, that one actually might still be alive, that turtle. Because how's a dog eating a turtle?
Yeah, and I don't think.
I mean, I understand, like, I guess it could snap the head off, but like, how could it suck all the.
I was a young boy growing up in the hills of Colorado. I just took in whatever animal I found.
Yeah.
Newts. Oh, salamanders, we definitely found a lot of.
Yeah, I just couldn't remember. I mean, because I lived in the woods, as I said, in Washington State. And we had a pond in the backyard. So there was like, we had trout. We'd catch them and put the trout in there. And then they'd get eaten by this blue heron. And then we had like.
Trout costs money.
Beavers showed up at one point. We had a bunch of frogs. That's why I love frogs growing up. Caught frogs, salamanders. I just can't remember if it was newts or salamanders. I think it was salamanders. They've got to have some East Coast, West Coast thing, probably.
the ones that we had in Colorado, which is a pretty dry place, were like pretty big. And they were like black and green and kind of like speckly.
That was like mine.
I think that we called those salamanders.
I think it was salamanders.
Yes, salamander. This is exactly what we're talking about. Specifically, we're talking about the California tiger salamander.
What a hell of a name.
I think.
Wow, that looks right to me. It says they're only in California. I don't think that's right.
Well, maybe it's the tiger salamander then, or maybe the fire salamander. I don't know. Mine was in that quadrant of salamander pictures.
Huh.
If you're looking at the same types of salamanders pictures that I am.
Tiger salamander, I think, is right. Okay.
Let's get off salamanders. Let's get back to Pokemon.
Yeah, let's move on. But, you know, we're giving our credentials, essentially, for why we know things about slimy stuff like slugs. So, you know.
Oh, yeah, of course. What else?
Anyway, whatever. I think that's a dumb request where even if the reward, I think, ends up being pretty good, it's either just like you have to stockpile medicinal leeks for just hours and hours, and or you just buy your way out of the, you throw money at the problem. That's dumb.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Pacell.
And I got money to spend elsewhere.
Yeah.
Baggins has a mortgage to pay.
I started gambling on the other Ginkgo Guild, like salesperson who will randomly have like mysterious fangs and like a mechanical bathtub or something, which I haven't done yet. But randomly, like a mysterious fang showed up, and I was like, yeah, I got 10,000 sitting around. I don't care anymore. And it's just a razor fang, which is normally a good item. But in this case, you know, it's for like evolving something. I don't even know what it is, but that's it.
Yeah, we're just let loose now.
Those are the requests.
Let's go see mommy. We have to go see mommy, Kojita.
And are you going to say that we're doing that after this break?
Yeah, I was going to. You hit me off with the pass, though.
Got ya.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Joshua! Welcome back.
Tanner, you are.
You wish, buddy. You wish you had some way to make my name
longer.
You know what it is about Joshua. Yeah. It's your full name. It's your given name.
I told that story before, but that was...
It feels like an intimate connection with you to call you Joshua.
Probably the first or second season when I regaled... Is it regaling? I don't know if it's that interesting, but when I went to college, I attempted to switch over to Joshua because I was like, oh, I'm going to this prestigious liberal arts college of the East Coast, so I have to be an intellectual homosexual now. And I tried to go for Joshua.
It's when you decided to be gay, too.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Good choice. Met the love of your life that way.
And everyone just started calling me Josh and then didn't want to correct him. Didn't want to be that guy. So gave up. And yeah, it all worked out.
Maybe this is too embarrassing to admit, but when I was post-college, I went backpacking across Europe because my dad did and convinced me to do it too.
Yeah, my dad
did
that.
Got a Eurail pass. I think it's just something dads did in the
70s or whatever. 70s. Yeah, I've always been jealous of that, and I'm jealous of you now too because I didn't know you did that and I should have done it.
When I was in Amsterdam, a lot happened to me in Amsterdam. Pretty busy place.
Busy is one word for it. Yeah,
a lot can happen.
Yeah,
I got hit by a car, which was fine.
Oh,
mostly shrugged it off.
Well, they have a lot of kinds of ways of curing that sort of ailment over there in Amsterdam, I would say.
Well, they have socialized healthcare, and I don't know, like, I was crossing a crosswalk and someone hit me with their car and hurt my leg.
Yeah.
And he got out of his car and he was speaking Dutch and I didn't understand him, and I was just like, I'm fine, thank you, I'm good, no, I'm fine, and just like hobbled back to my hostel. And then my knee hurt so much I thought maybe I dislocated it.
Yeah.
What I ended up doing was sleeping the rest of the afternoon. And when I woke up the next morning, my knee was still pretty sore, but I could get around. So I was fine.
Okay.
But here's what happened in Amsterdam.
Okay, yeah.
I was staying at a hostel with three British people of the same age as I
was. Lads.
Didn't know them.
Lads.
Didn't know them. It was two lads and a lass.
Uh-oh, that's trouble.
And one of the lads and the lass kept doing it on the bunk above me, and it was gross. It was a small hostel.
That's, like, very gross. Like, clearly banging?
No, even more annoying, if I remember correctly, canoodling and giggling.
Oh.
And, like, sort of, like, softly, like, intimately talking.
You're, like, knocking on the, the bottom side of the bunk. You're like, why don't you just bang and get it over with?
Yeah. We have to go to the Anne Frank house tomorrow. I tried to...
tried to get involved?
Now, I've gotten us this deep in Amsterdam experience. Yeah, you gotta, like,
give us something to work with on this story.
My middle name is Daniel, and I tried to get them all to call me Danny. Just to try it on, you know?
Yeah. I don't see Danny.
I was like 18.
Coming from
you.
I was
like, I'll try Danny.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it didn't feel right. Like, I hung out with these three people the entire time I was there, and it was weird to hear a bunch of British people call me Danny.
Oh, Danny. Classic Donny. All right. Cool story.
So that sucked.
Yeah.
And I'm just Tanner now still, and always have been. And you can't make it longer. You can't make it shorter.
Tanner's right.
Here we are. We have to go visit mommy, Kuchita.
Volo makes us go visit mommy because he says he's been investigating hieroglyphics that tell the story of someone who worked alongside Pokemon, searching for fragments of an all-encompassing deity. Speaking of
that's right.
British people.
Volo does
like murder like Alan Cumming, but you're still not watching
pull
Traitors.
Us out to the, what did you just say?
You're still not watching Traitors, so I can't start talking about that on here. Good show. Don't do reality shows normally, but it's a hell of a show.
It's a reality
show? It's on Peacock. Got that one?
You're not absolutely not going to get me to sign up for Peacock, Joshua. Absolutely not. Get out of here.
Yeah. That's fair.
Yeah, he shows us this mural, and
so obviously the all-encompassing deity is going to be Arceus.
Yep.
The plates that we have from the Frenzied Mon all have inscriptions on them, and he wants to work together with us, but we have to go visit mommy to, like,
more plates.
Tell us what to do.
Yeah, mommy knows more about the plates. So we go to talk to mommy. She tells us, well, Komodo's got one, so start there. And then she says, the Lake Guardians
Uxie,
all,
Fuxie,
like,
and Muxie
protect one or something. I don't know. Yeah, to catch all three of them. And then you have to go visit the arenas again, presumably to calm frenzy Pokemon again. Or maybe just battle them.
Not sure.
All the ones that we calmed previously.
I didn't do any of the arenas, did you?
I didn't either. I've done the lakes, and I did Prelude Beach.
Yeah, me too.
And then there's
and you get a stone plate also. We had to fight an Alpha Vespaquen as well.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's the other part.
So we will be back next week for at least one more episode. I guess we will say just one more episode.
I think it's one more. Yeah.
Because we're just going to go plug in the rest of these plates and help Volo and Mommy unlock this mystery. But let's go unlock it. Let me ask this. Did you do Prelude Beach?
I did, yeah.
Mommy is in Ancient Retreat, so your only option is to go back to the village when you leave.
Yeah, and then you I guess you could put it off, but I was there. So after Kamado accosted me.
Oh, yeah. He sort of like steps up to you. And he's like, meet me at the beach. Bring your fucking best Pokemon. And I was like, I'm not going to bring Darkrai, Palkia.
We don't need him.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got a good... So we battle him again, and he reflects about the sea or, you know, whatever.
Komodo says, like, maybe we shouldn't be calling this place Old Hisui. Maybe we should be calling it Sinnoh instead.
Oh, yeah. Or something right? Like because
little emo.
Now we know that, like, Almighty Sinnoh is the one who created it or something.
Yeah.
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 Although that's a respete for them actually addressing that and how that happened. That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's got Hisuian Braviary, Golem, Snorlax, Clefable, Heracross. Good, pretty good team. I don't know why you wouldn't just have six. I hate it when they just have five, you know? when it's endgame.
Yeah, it does feel a little bad, doesn't it?
But they're all respectable levels. 65.
Yeah, I think he peeled off at least 66. One or two of mine. He's probably playing a little fast and loose. He's just trying to level some of these Pokemon up.
Yeah.
I did not get many levels this week. I hope you're not.
I don't think I really did either.
Eagerly awaiting my level check. Well, we have to battle Kamado here. So let's do level check while we're here.
Okay.
This is a relevant place to do it. Level check.
Level check.
No new movement on Doug's team, but I can give you a quick rundown of the levels.
Yeah, let's do it.
Slugstarter, Alpha West, level 64. Slug Partner, Alpha East, level 70.
Gastrodons.
Rock Harder, Alpha Steelix, level 69.
Nice.
Duck Charger, Shiny Porygon, Z, level 68. Slime Armor, Alpha Goodra, level 63.
Lagan.
Hugs Water, Mythical Manaphy, level 65.
Okay, well, Mythical Manaphy is redundant because I think they're always mythical.
Well, I know, but I just wanted to make sure everyone knew.
Okay. Sorin also does not have a lot of movement, and we only have apparently one episode to figure out if we are doing that. This team's good, though. I mean, I have great type coverage.
I'm not moving to... I guess I could diversify the Gastrodon twins a little bit, but...
They've been around for so long.
I love
them. I thought that they were partnered for life. I don't think you can do that.
And they're so good.
Yeah. You got the ground one and the water one. I like that. Sorin's got Philippus, Samurott, level 68. He's got Amit, Drifblim, level 66. Bjarni, Luxray, level 68. Frangag, Toxicroak, level 69. Nothing to...
Congratulations.
Nothing to say, okay. Shervaj, Alpha Goodra, level 66, and Behemoth, Alpha Kleavor, level 68. We're pretty similar. I am ahead of you. I'm a little bit more balanced out, but you have the highest level, so...
By one.
We're going to have to mash them together next step. We're going to have to use Pokemon Showdown.
Yeah, we're going to mash them up.
And recreate these teams.
We'll get it done. I think we investigated and saw that they had the mechanic to do it. How'd you do against Komodo? Good?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was easy.
Like, I would say in general, the boss battles in this game are overall some of the more challenging across the series. But
I had a counter for everything on his team.
I haven't had any, like, you know, whiteouts. They always peel off a couple of Mon.
His most annoying thing was Snorlax, because Snorlax has a million HP and knows Giga Impact.
Oh, yeah.
So that killed Manaphy. Manaphy could not stand up to, like, 3 Giga Impacts as this thing kept swallowing Zen headbutts, you know?
Yeah.
But otherwise, he's pretty easy to get down.
I did a strong close combat from Toxicroak and actually one-hitted the Snorlax, but... Clefable and Heracross caused me some trouble, if I recall correctly.
And you beat him and he gives you the very regrettably named Fist Plate.
Yeah, I would say so. If I were Kamado, I would have seen that engraving on the back and like crossed it out and like...
Fight Plate, Battle Plate, I don't know. Like,
just cleaner name. No implications.
And then I guess, so we ask... Flashback to Mama Kojita in the Ancient Hideaway. She gives us like a menu tree of explanation options for each of the plates that we need to find.
Yeah.
And you have to ask her about every single one of them before she'll let you leave. So we've got all these quests like primed. We can really go anywhere that we want. We're in the wind, like we said.
Right.
But I think like two dutiful young boys that we are, we went and went after the Lake Guardians next.
We're so familiar with them. I'm sick of hearing about them and seeing them.
We've already also played their fucking mind games already.
Time to lock them up.
These fucking things. So now it's time to go. They're going to play my games. Doug's games. Catching. I'm going
to
catch them.
Well, you have to. I found that out.
Volo says
you
have to catch them to get the Lake Plate.
I pulled a U where...
Kept killing it.
On the first one, the one in Obsidian Fieldlands, I think Lake Acuity. I don't know if it's Uxie or Fuxie or the other one. But that one, I just kept killing it.
Yeah.
And first time, I just killed it. Because I didn't care. And then it was like, no, you have to catch it.
Yeah.
And then I kept killing it on accident because I was using my Luxray. my only Pokemon that has a disabling move, Thunder Wave.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah,
I was like, I definitely got to do that to catch it. But then I would accidentally, because all that it would ever use was like mystical power. And then it would use Recover. And so if I mistimed either my Wild Charge or Crunch, it would accidentally kill it. And so I actually, for that one, I had to go up against whichever one it is.
It doesn't matter. They're all
whichever one it is, like, five times.
It brings me to my next question, Josh. Is it a slug? The Lake Guardians.
They've got appendages for sure, but they are pretty smooth.
Slippery.
Could even be slimy, yeah.
Look a little slippery.
That was Lake Acuity, so let's use Uxie as the main example here.
You do Uxie, and I'm going to do Mesprit, and I'm going to go to their back, their like other information on Bulbapedia. Thank you again to the Tireless.
Bulbapedians.
People who make our life easier. Sprite. A spirit or a sprite? Well, that's not helping me a lot.
There is not a lot on the biology.
Spirits and sprites don't have bones, certainly, right?
But in their corporeal form, do they not?
Okay, well, these aren't in their corporeal form. I don't know what these things look like when they're in corporeal form.
Is this not their corporeal form? When we
it's
see them?
On a, based on a spirit.
Yeah, and Uxie, it says, can leave its body without dying and then return at will.
Oh, that's fucked up. Is that something slugs can do? Like, if you chop off part of a slug, doesn't it regenerate?
That's a worm. I mean, I don't know. I guess I don't
What's
know.
What's the
slug,
fucking difference?
We need this fucking scientist on here.
All right, Joshua. I'm not going to.
Do you
I
really want one?
And I'm not going to run them. No.
I would let you have one if you really want it. I don't care that much.
Joshua, I feel a cold fog rolling in from the mountains as the
tapping on my watch like the Judge Judy gif.
What were the ruins where Unowns are?
Ruins of Alf?
The ruins of Alf come descending down the mountain in a cloud of fog on their floating pillar of stone for the Unowns' annual hunt. But little do they know that Doug Farmer is out here. And he's the one who'll be hunting.
Oh, no.
It's Unown Hunter D. Felt good to be back out there.
I have 16.
Oh, wow. Okay, congratulations.
I added
Is that two.
I added A and K. Yeah, I got two
wow,
more.
Wow, AK-47. That's cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
Gunner.
I was hoping that you wouldn't get any more and I would at least tie
I'm gunning
you.
Them down too. 18.
Okay.
I popped on Braviary and decided to take to the skies for some Unown hunting. Found a couple that way. CNN.
CNN.
Should I run it through the anagram finder?
Wait, there's just an anagram generator?
Oh, come on. You must know that you can just pop these things in.
Anytime we were coming up with names or words, I was just doing that on my own. It was like extra
well,
time
sucker,
I was taking.
Then. You're a sucker.
That's why you were so good at major media company, this kind of shit.
There's tools out there to do this stuff for you.
How do I do it?
Go to wordsolver.net and paste your things in without any commas.
I love thinking about whoever is paying for this website. This is their passion project. Like, the world needs
this. Well,
there's
a giant ad here for...
I'm going to disable my ad blocker to support
this. Honestly, it doesn't even say what it is, but it's shipping to Chicago, which is not where I am. Okay, mine say a couple of racist things. Inked, minty, dink, which is like a penis, right?
Yeah.
Well, if I have Y, surely I can do dinky.
Ooh, I've got some good ones. Shadow-like.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's like Darkrai.
Shadow-like is my longest word that it can make. 10 letters.
Great.
So I got that going for me, at least.
Unown, successfully hunted. Star check. I'm still at 7. I have no hope to ever get out of 7. I'm always going to be like a lieutenant in the Survey Corps, even though I'm clearly the most notable, qualified, and like distinguished member of the team.
Oh, easily. Yeah. This is just outrageous. I'm still at 7 too. I think I still have like 1,000 EXP needed or something.
Who's got more than me? Who?
Erica, our guest, does. She made it to 8. In fact, she texted me this week to say that on her main file, she made it to 9.
Star Trek, that's it for us, I think. I think that's all. That's all we have to do.
I was going to suggest a Pokedex check.
Ooh, okay.
This is a game where the national dex stays the same.
Okay. Are any of them event Pokemon?
That's what I'm not sure about. But based on what we saw in this past leg where, you know, Darkrai, Shaymin, we had access to ones because we played a lot of games on the Switch now. So I think that maybe this is a game we could try to complete the Pokedex.
You're going
to
go for it?
So I'm putting it out there what my numbers are.
Well, I think we're going to do one more episode to try to claim the rest of these plates and see what happens next.
Yeah.
I shudder to think what's going to happen next, because I will say to you, Joshua, I'm not in Pokemon Go actively, but I'm aware of it, keeping up with it.
Sure.
And there's an event right now with Origine-form Palkia and Dialga, and whichever one is the pink and white one.
Palkia. Yeah. Gross.
I don't know. I'm reserving judgment until they maybe show it to us, and then we'll see.
Right, because we both saw Origin Forme Dialga.
Dialga, right. And it didn't look great. It looked okay. It didn't look
I
great.
Thought it was an improvement, but I don't like either of their base designs anyway.
Nope.
So I shudder to think what Palkia Origin Forme looks like then.
All right, Joshua. I think that's it
well,
for us.
Well, so my numbers... No. Pokedex check no. numbers.
Oh, right. Oh, God. We're gonna... Oh, you're not giving me a week to, like,
yeah,
go
you're and... trying to move past this one? Bug Pioneers, we're not gonna guarantee it, but if we can... If I organically, through requests and main quests, get close to 200, I might push for it. But right now, I've caught 146. There's 242... total. I've seen 178.
That's pretty good. You've only got 100 to go.
Yeah, I mean,
you're more than halfway there.
It's not that bad, but it's still pretty bad. What about you?
I've seen 162 and I've caught 112.
Woof.
But I will say, I've caught 112 different species. I've probably caught thousands of gastrodons.
Yeah, I think that's true.
Every time I walk by the pasture in Jubilife City, there's like little slots where your available pasture Pokemon can like show up
yeah.
as you're going by, and mine are almost always gastrodons.
Oh, that'd be cute. You should snap a pic of that if you see it again.
Yeah, I will.
Sliming around.
Or Shellos.
I had a lot of Carnivines in the beginning, so those are almost always there. And then now I have a bunch of Sfeels and Ponitas. That's cute. I like that.
I like that too. All right, Joshua, let's see how much we can fill our decks by next week.
And otherwise, if you are playing along, you Bug Pioneers, you will want to do the remaining plate quests, which I believe
just do them all.
Is Firespit Island, Moonview Arena, Snowpoint Temple, and then
and the other one
seeking
and the
remaining
and the
plates.
Remaining plates.
We don't know what that is. Yeah,
very creative.
We'll see.
All right, cool. And then we're done. That's the game.
So what are we gonna do after that, Tanner?
Well, let's put it up to the Bug Pioneers.
Okay.
We promised them we would go back to Unite, so we could go back to Unite.
If they're interested. I have been playing it on the side from time to time.
A hot new Pokemon clone has taken real world. I know we've been so locked into Old Hisui that we've barely noticed this, but back in the real world, a new Pokemon clone has taken everyone by the throat, and it's called Palworld. Yeah. In fact, by this point, it's even pretty old news.
Yeah, I already have stopped hearing about it. Although I did download it when it came out.
Yeah, I did too.
Specifically That's... with the assumption that Nintendo or Pokemon Company would sue them and you wouldn't be able to buy it anymore. But they haven't done that.
Yeah, me too.
Not yet, at least.
So we both have it, so we could be convinced to go do an interstitial episode on Palworld if you want.
We will leave it to you,
yep.
Bugcatchers.
Joshua, in the meantime, thank you for joining me. Bug Pioneers, thank you for joining us. My name has been Hisuian Bravey Tanner, Wow So Brave. I am joined, as always, by my co-host, Jounschlax. Please do rate and review the show everywhere that you rate and review podcasts. And please do rate and review us personally at expsharepod on X and Threads and Instagram. Looks, personality.
Kind of whatever you want to comment on.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Please don't do that. God, I would hate that
it's
so
not
much.
A good idea, especially to invite that on X, the site formerly known as Twitter. Feel like that won't work out.
Please don't do that. Do the opposite of whatever I just said.
Don't put ass in bio either. Oh, you wouldn't even know that joke because you're not even on there anymore.
Reddit.
Yeah. You could also check out our subreddit, reddit.com/r/bugcatchers.
And merch.
Merch.
Go to our website.
expsharepod.com. You kind of get the picture.
Coming up hot after this interstitial episode is Scarlett Johansson. What's the other one? Violet.
Violet. Wow. Yeah. The current, we are on the cusp of the current generation of Pokemon.
Thank God. Free my soul.
Yeah. Wow.
All right.
Yeah. Can't wait.
Joshua, goodbye.
Alola.
Bugcatchers, goodbye.
Smell you later.